one of the best, and we've got him right here, which I think is really, really cool.
One of the best in the country.
There you go. Stick around. More to do. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. I'll find out from her what she thinks of all this. And I don't think she's a... I don't think she's been vaccinated. We'll talk about the, you know, kind of the incentivizing getting the shots. Because then you'll get to do all kinds of things, like go outside without a mask. I think she already goes outside. She goes inside without a mask. What am I talking about? Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is cheering the CDC's updated guidance on masks for fully vaccinated Americans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Calling it a big announcement, the president welcomed new guidance that says you no longer need to wear a mask outdoors if you are fully vaccinated.
The bottom line is clear. If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors.
Mr. Biden cautioned that masks are still recommended for everyone at large outdoor venues such as concerts and sporting events. And he continued to urge Americans to get their shots. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for a major overhaul of the U.S. immigration system. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Cotton says a great deal of U.S. immigration policy ignores its primary function.
The most important thing of any immigration system to naturalize new American citizens.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he's opposed to the widespread use of so-called non-immigrant visas.
We should not be training the world's best and brightest if they don't want to come here and stay here.
Cotton says he favors a point-based system that ranks immigrants according to their usefulness to the U.S. economy, a system he says is working well for both Australia and Canada. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Texas court appears skeptical of arguments to overturn the conviction of a former Dallas police officer who was sentenced to prison for fatally shooting her neighbor in his home. An attorney for Amber Geiger and prosecutors clashed before an appeals court Tuesday. At issue is whether the evidence in the case was sufficient to prove that Geiger's 2018 shooting of Botham Jean was murder. The hearing before a panel of judges will examine a Dallas County jury's 2019 decision to sentence Geiger to 10 years in prison. Geiger's lawyer says she acted based on a reasonable mistake. On Wall Street, the Dow by 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. At least six more cases of hepatitis have been linked to drinking real water. A Southern Nevada Health District reports the cases of acute non-viral hepatitis, bringing the total to 11, with one more case under investigation. District officials say 50 more reports of illness are being investigated. Since the middle of March, at least nine lawsuits have been filed against the Las Vegas-based water company, including a federal class action lawsuit. Lawyers say they can link drinking real water to severe illnesses in young children, one man's liver transplant, a woman's stroke, and at least two miscarriages, along with three dead dogs. Paying to park on the Las Vegas Strip has never been a fun thing to do, but you might feel a little better about it knowing that the money is going to help those in need. Caesars Entertainment says it has donated more than $3 million to nine Southern Nevada nonprofits, with the money coming from the company's paid parking garages. Two well-known nonprofits, Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada and St. Jude's Ranch for Children, got $1 million apiece. Meanwhile, Caesars officials said self-parking at its Las Vegas properties will remain free to Nevada residents. And, oh, yeah, Bruno Mars coming to the Park MGM July 3rd and 4th, the first biggie back.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look for some heavy volumes right now on the Beltway. 215 eastbound at Decatur, 215 westbound at Tenaya, very slow through those areas. Also, we're seeing some heavy flows, 95 eastbound at Decatur past the Rainbow Curve and 95 north at Ann Road.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three, live and local. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put all of us out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Call him today, 702-870-4000. Peters Family Insurance. Always great to have Megan Barthon with us, but especially today because the CDC has changed its mind again on masks. This time, masks outdoors. Megan, what'd you think of what the CDC did today?
Well, if you ever had a question, if Democrats are just making this up as they go along, then the answer would be yes. You're absolutely right. The Democrats are making up these mandates and rules as they go along because they were never based in science. They were based in control, political power, the ability to manipulate, the ability to isolate, the ability to create a huge psychological and behavioral conditioning operation, which is exactly what masking is. Never in the history, even before the CDC existed, did we mask healthy people or children. But yet this CDC, headed by one of the highest paid bureaucrats in the country, Dr. Fauci, who has been wrong about every single thing. The only man I think that's probably more wrong than Dr. Fauci is the weatherman. Dr. Fauci is paid close to $500,000 to create fear. And Democrats are an interesting lot. They tend to need a master, which is definitely not God, but their master this past year has been Dr. Fauci, and they love to live in fear and obedience, which is the antithesis of America, of the American dream. It's the antithesis of freedom, freedom of thought, which they want to crush by censorship, the freedom to protect yourself from a tyrannical government, which is the Second Amendment. They want to destroy and run around that as well. And now they believe they have enough power through emergency directives in order to crush the middle class and small business, and also manipulate and behavioral condition of a generation of children who think that masks are actually helping them when in fact they're not. And the teachers' unions really have the most power within the Democrat Party, and that's why you saw schools shut down, even though kids have a 99.9% chance of survival. And so I'm not surprised that the CDC changed their mind again, because they've never been rooted in science, much like the FBI or the DOJ or the IRS. They are simply just another politicized bureaucracy, which is run by ideologues.
Can I tell you, though, what bothers me more than anything about this is the way they talk down to America, treating us like we're a bunch of, you know, 3 or 4 year olds. Hey, if you eat your broccoli tonight, I'll take you to McDonald's tomorrow, and kind of bargaining. And as a person that, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you've had any vaccine and you don't intend to. Doesn't that insult your intelligence? Like, hey, if you want to go outside without your mask, you got to have the vaccine.
Yeah, well, what's interesting, Kevin, is I've been going outside without a mask since this whole ruse started.
You've been going inside, am I right?
Yes, for the last few months. I just tested it again. I was actually in 5 Democrat states last week within 12 hours. I was driving. Never wore a mask inside a gas station or a McDonald's, even though they had quote-unquote mask mandates. Today, as I was back in Vegas, I walked into the nearest CVS store to pick up some sundries, and walked around and talked to everybody without a mask on. And not one person asked me to mask up. And that's been the case for the last few months now. Ever since the border was opened, I stopped wearing a mask and giving a flying fig. Because if the border is open, then the pandemic is over.
Well, I saw pictures over the weekend of Lake Havasu where nobody, first of all, there was no social distancing. They were having some sort of festival down there. And more than that, nobody was wearing a mask. And there were, I saw pictures of hundreds of people, and none of them were wearing a mask.
Yeah, you know where else they don't have masks, Kevin, are in the states with the lowest spikes or the lowest mortality rates. And that would be Florida and Texas and South Dakota. And then if you factor in Sweden, which never had a lockdown or a mandated mask policy, their mortality rates are lower than the other countries, including ours, in mortality percentages. So, you know, if you looked actually at the data, and not listen to the master Fauci. If you actually had some common sense and looked at history when we dealt with pandemics in history, this flu is no worse if you are a healthy, young individual. Now, if you are obese, if you haven't seen your shoes in a few years, if you have pre-existing conditions like congenital heart disease or diabetes, then, of course, you should take some precautions. But if you are a healthy individual, especially a child, if you contract, and you know what's interesting, Kevin, is that the progressives, otherwise known as communists, they always talk about the collective, right? They don't view us as individuals. They view us as collectives, whether it's by gender identity or sex. Of course, there's 63 different genders now, but you get my drift.
Yeah.
The color of our skin, et cetera. They like to silo us into victim groups, and that's known as the collective. But they aren't so keen on collectivism when it comes to herd immunity. Herd immunity is actually what creates a robust immune system. It creates the antibodies when you contract a virus, whether it's the old standard flu that seems to have disappeared in this past year, or COVID, you will then have the antibodies to fight the virus. I am lucky enough and happy that I actually got COVID 2 months before it was ever a thing, before they ever had any tests. But all of my symptoms were COVID-like symptoms, so I know I've had it. And honestly, I was never sicker in my life. But I'm a healthy individual, and so I had a robust immune system. Sunlight is an excellent disinfectant. That just came out within the last 2 days, that longer exposures to sunlight actually have a negative or a positive impact, rather, on the virus, meaning it helps kill the virus. Remember when Trump was talking about UV light rays?
Oh, yeah.
As a form of treatment? Well, guess what? He was right. In my newsletter this past week on ReaganBabe.com, where you can sign up, there's actually studies, ongoing studies, going on at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where they're testing UV light and exposing your trachea to UV light. So there are many other ways. Hydrochloroquine has also been lifted as far as a ban by Democrat governors. There's plenty of other medications that plenty of doctors, well-renowned doctors, have talked about, but they have been banned by the communists, whether they be in the Congress or tech, to even discuss alternative forms of medicine. Now we have some sort of geek by the name of Bill Gates, who's a computer geek, who now basically is just funding mass vaccinations. And this vaccination, by the way, has no long-term studies, has a side effect of sterility, sterilization, and has numerous other side effects that, I guess the silver lining of all this is that if it does produce sterilization, or if sterilization is a side effect, at least we know that most liberals will be sterilized.
Wow. Wow. Let me just ask you, May 1st, June 1st, the next milepost, what do you expect from Clark County, from City of Las Vegas, the school district, any of those folks? What do you expect to hear from them in the next few days?
From what I understand, because the goalposts are always changing, as you know, as much as the CDC guidelines are changing as well, and what Dr. Fauci says seems to change every month. I hate to gander what's going to happen, but what I do understand from the periphery is that the counties will have the ability to kind of run their own show. The CDC now came out, and MIT actually came out as well and said 6 feet social distancing is a bunch of crock. The CDC and the schools say, oh, you only need 3 feet if you're a kid. So we'll see kind of how these counties respond accordingly, but you know that the unions who are in the back pockets of the Democrats will make it extraordinarily hard. Everything that we're witnessing right now with the businesses, they're simply afraid of being fined. So this has nothing to do with science of them asking you to wear a mask. It has everything to do with their fear of incurring fines from the governor's Gestapo, from OSHA, or the gaming board or other non-elected bureaucrats. And so the casinos might follow suit, but I'll tell you what, I was in the airport. There was no social distancing. There were masks, but there was no social distancing. I was in a plane. There were masks, but there were no social distancing. In the plane, you don't even have plastic useless dividers. And so we'll see how the casinos respond. I'm very hopeful for the mom and pop restaurants and stuff where they can actually have more than 50% capacity. I understand by June 1st, it'll be open to 100%. And I'll tell you what, if the progressive communists and the sheep that they herd want to stay home and live in fear for the rest of their lives in their masks and their home, they can do that. But the rest of us are going to go out and live our lives and earn an income.
Well, all I know is that I hope that Marilyn Kirkpatrick and the Clark County Commission and, Mayor Goodman and anybody else, the school board, let us go. I mean, June 1, let's take the shackles off and let's let everybody live their life, because the way we've been living for the last year plus is just wrong. It's just wrong.
Well, I think as a collective, and I'll refer to the collective as again, is that we must actually rise up and live our lives and run our businesses as we see fit. They can't police everybody. One of the dumbest statements I've seen came from the Democrat governor of Kentucky, and he said today that you'll be okay if you're fully vaccinated and you gather in a group of under 1,000. Okay, well, what if my group is 1,001? Is the governor's Gestapo going to come out and ask us for our papers? How are they going to enforce that? And that's the whole key here. This whole fiat that we have been living through. Remember 15 days to flatten the curve? It's now 14 months to flatten the middle class. This whole fiat is not based in science. It is rooted in fear. It is to install fear into business owners, patrons, etc. Because, like I said, we haven't been witnessing science for the last 14 months. We have been witnessing government encroachment, tyranny, as well as psychological and behavioral conditioning.
I've got to ask you about what's going on right now in North Carolina. Andrew Brown Jr. Killed by cops. Apparently an independent autopsy showed that he was shot in the back of the head. He was shot five times, but once in the back of the head. And there is unrest right now at this hour in North Carolina. What do you make of it?
Honestly, Kevin, I haven't followed that story. So I don't want to say anything that I'm certainly, you know, haven't seen or read about. I do understand that the police did allow the family to watch 20 seconds of the tape. It might be helpful if we publish or they publish the video so other people can make the determination. But like I said before, there are bad cops, just as there are bad doctors, just as there are bad teachers, and just as there are bad politicians. So what we can't have is what we witnessed with George Floyd and others. Keith Ellison, the AG of Minnesota, came out and said, and he's of course getting flack for it, that George Floyd wasn't killed because he was black. So there is a narrative that the Democrats continue to push, is that basically criminals are good, it's gun violence we need to worry about. They've martyred drug dealers, gangbangers, drug users, career criminals. They've martyred them, and they've demonized the police. And the result of that is not only civil unrest, but what you are seeing are cities like Philadelphia, New York, where they have high Chicago. Cops are taking early retirement. They can't find recruits. There is a crisis in police recruitment, and more officers are leaving the force because they know that in these Democrat cities, the leaders of the Democrat Party have put a bullseye on their chest. And so we can expect more civil unrest, especially if this country is being run by Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and Kamala Harris, as well as the Obamas.
Scary, scary thought. Megan, a lot of folks have really missed the MAGA meetups. And I know more and more organizations, Americans for Prosperity is having a couple of big events this week. The Clark County Lincoln Day Dinner is coming up this week as well. A lot of events are starting to dot the calendar again. Anytime soon we're going to get back to MAGA meetups?
Yeah, you know, I was just actually talking to the other organizer, Courtney Holland, about that. And I think once we really get into May and June, I think that's when we'll start focusing and then really put our sights on 2022 with heavy local focus. And that means the judiciary, the school board, the local elections. We need to really tend to our own backyard and understand who's pulling the strings here in the bureaucracy in order to make real change at the local level.
Well, I can't
and
wait.
And what I can tell you is that, thankfully, Barbara Zagaski has termed out. She cannot run again. And I will make sure that if she seeks another position, an elected position in this state, I will do everything in my power to make sure she loses.
Wow. And you are a woman of your word. I know that. Megan, it's always good to talk to you. If folks want to reach out to you, they want to find out what you're doing, how do they do it?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com. They can sign up for my weekly newsletter. They'll receive it every Sunday around 5 p.m. It's a compilation of everything I read during the week. You'll have 10 new articles, a featured video. And they can contact me through the website or even on Facebook. My Facebook is up and running again, so they can sign up there as well at Reagan Babe.
Megan, always good. Thanks, darling. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. Lots more to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today. You're going to get to hear a great conversation with Tom Del Beccaro about the California recall of Gavin Newsom. It's going to get interesting, folks. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Well, the CDC is expected to change the recommendations regarding wearing masks outside. My question is, who was ever stupid enough to do that to begin with?
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-